This is Tony Soper, recording for Academy Mobile. I'm talking today with Jeff Wheelwright. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I run the design and editorial team for MSDN, TechNet, and Expression. I've been in this role for about a year, and I've been at Microsoft for about 3 years.
And so what does that mean? What do you actually do? What's your
Well, my team provides the design across all of those properties, everything from the colors of what you see at the top of the screen, the masthead, to what you see on the navigation, to a lot of the panels that you'll see on the screen, and basically a lot of how it works, how the various bits and pieces of the websites work with one another.
And I know TechNet gets, what, about 1 million hits per month, and MSDN about 3 times that, so in terms of traffic, those are really big properties. But in terms of pages and the design work, what's the scope of that?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the navigation pages, although we do work in conjunction with the team that does the MSDN and TechNet libraries. One of the big projects we had over this year actually was the Expression site, which was a brand new site for the designer audience, which was a bit of a departure and allowed us to kind of do some wilder things that are probably less useful on MSDN and TechNet.
Now, I know it's just been announced recently that TechNet and MSDN are running on a pre-release version of Hyper-V. Is Expressions running on that as well?
Yeah, they're all running on the same platform. It's a platform that we call MTPS, which is the MSDN and TechNet Publishing System.
And did you guys have to change anything for running on Hyper-V?
You'd have to ask the engineering team a lot of the details of that, but yeah, from our perspective, it was very seamless.
Cool. And you've recently launched a new look to the TechNet and MSDN sites. What drove it, and what were some of the choices that you guys made, and why did you make those choices, and what are you hoping to achieve?
Well, what drove it was a desire for greater simplicity on the sites. We had a lot of feedback from customers that things were hard to find, and though there was too much happening on a lot of the centers. We also had a lot of feedback that people wanted to be able to connect more with one another. It wasn't just about connecting to the content that was authored by Microsoft, but it's also connecting experts with one another. So there were kind of two key drivers around this redesign. One was exposing community content in a way that was going to be much more useful, and the second was making things a lot easier to find.
What's been the feedback so far?
Feedback so far has been very positive. In terms of how we measure success, we look at the verbatims, comments from customers. We look at behavior. How easy is it for them to get to the content they want? So if we know a piece of content is popular, we can do what they call path analysis and, you know, see how many clicks it took people to get there, see how they got there, whether they're having to use, whether they're using search or whether they're using our navigation. And look at those factors. I mean, there's three kind of key factors. There's traffic, there's number of unique users, and there's satisfaction. And satisfaction can be measured in a number of different ways. We have surveys that we do, we have content ratings, and we also offer the ability for customers to comment.
What are some of the new features and some of the new things that are in that bucket labeled community?
Well, it ranges from things as simple as on the home pages of the tech and dev centers, actually exposing a lot more community feeds and MVP columns and content from the product teams, to the introduction of Code Gallery over the last year, to the expansion of CodePlex for code contributions. To a major revamp to our forums technology and new features such as the social bookmarking preview.
Talk a little bit about the social bookmarking. I mean, there are lots of different incarnations of that across the web. What was the thinking when you guys came up with yours, and what are you hoping to achieve, and how's it looking so far in the pilot?
Well, we just launched it a couple of days ago, so it's too early to say it's how it's looking in the pilot. But what I can say is that the intent was to really allow customers within the MSDN and TechNet communities to share things that were of interest to them, and to leverage the technologies we built around forums in terms of exposing most popular bookmarks and using our tagging system to allow people to have a really interesting community-centric view of those bookmarks with the tagging, where you can see, you know, X number of people tagged this particular bookmark in this way, then it also gives us feedback about the kinds of ways in which customers are thinking about problems. You know, I'll give you an example from a project that I was involved with a couple of years ago. We were working on a site that was all about updates and patches. And we found that although we as Microsoft talked about a lot of those updates as updates, and we were calling our site Update Management, a lot of customers still thought about updates as patches. I'm going to do a patch. So when we actually looked at what customers were searching on when they came to the site, a lot of them were still searching on patches. So you need to recognize in your tagging that you need to be able to let customers associate what they talk about in terms of the content with the content that's most valuable to them.
And in terms of the social bookmarking, do you anticipate or do you think there's any difference in behavior between the IT pros sharing their bookmarks and the devs sharing their bookmarks? Do you think that those two audiences treat those technologies different? Are you looking to see what happens in those two areas?
Well, what I can say is that in the past we found that IT pros tend to be involved in that kind of community a little bit less, because a lot of what they're trying to do when they come to TechNet in particular is troubleshooting. You know, they've got some issue with the server, they're trying to figure out how to do something, and they don't necessarily spend a whole lot of time diving into the community in quite the same way. They might participate if they've got some issue. Hey, can you help me find a driver? Or hey, I'm doing this, I'm trying to format the SQL query in this way, can you help me with that? Whereas devs, because they're in a spot where they're doing a lot of creating in many ways, that there's a different kind of interaction in the community. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be surprised if that was reflected in the way the bookmarks are used.
And how about Code Gallery? How's that going so far? What were your goals for Code Gallery, and what kinds of behavior, what interesting things are you seeing in terms of the use of code and uptake of Code Gallery?
Code Gallery has been tremendously successful so far. And really the idea behind it was CodePlex was a place where people could collaborate on large code projects. And we wanted to have something that was a bit more small, a bit smaller and more easily consumable. So a broader audience could use it. And we found that that has indeed been the case. The other thing that we did with Code Gallery is we integrated it more tightly with MSDN. So Code Gallery is exposed within the centers, and there it's also got tags that allow you to pivot around the same technologies as is in the centers.
Mm-hmm. And what can you tell us about what's up next?
The kinds of things we've got coming next is we're going to be doing some further updates to a number of the pages that weren't covered off in the first wave of these updates. So that the learning content, the downloads content, further changes on some of the community content. We're looking at better ways to leverage Silverlight technology. And also we're working with a lot of the instances of MSDN and TechNet in various markets around the world. So in fact, the update that we did on MSDN and TechNet not only went live on the English US site, but also a number of other versions of MSDN and TechNet around the world.
Jeff, thanks for your time today. Do you have any final comments for us?
Really just an invitation for people to give us their feedback. We would be very, very interested in what you think of the redesign and how you're using it. So, you know, please participate in the forums, or you can email me. It's gwheel@microsoft.com.